Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. Freehan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bradford out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McAuliffe covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 0 in the game. Horlan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirt. May moves to third. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirt. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horlan strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Locker now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hansen juggles the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Freehan moves to second. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-2 in the game. Lolick hits a pop-up towards the mound. Locker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Freehan moves to third. Wirt moves to second. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Freehan scores. Wirt moves to third. Stanley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Ron Woods pinch runs for Willie Horton. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hansen fields the ball and throws to Wood covering. Safe. Cash moves to third. Woods moves to second. Dan Osinski now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freehan strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-3 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Ken Berry. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Williams reaches second base with a double. Woody Held pinch hits for Dan Osinski. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Held moves to second. Pat Dobson now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.